Okay, this one's gonna be short but provocative. This way, if I ever become well known and successful, that I will have something to answer for in the future. So I'm gonna tear religion apart right now. Religion is a plague that needs to be eradicated on a global level, you know? And I don't mean eradicated in existence. I mean eradicated in scope. Because a personal religion, you know, is fine. You know, even if it involves a lot of supernatural stuff and beliefs, you know, that are predicated on faith. But right now, on a global level, like if we were talking like adults in a room where big decisions were being made, religion is the only thing driving war at scale today. All conflicts of any significance in recent history have been purely religious based. And this includes every Gulf War. That those have 100% been Christianity versus Islam. You know, at least one side of that battle perceives it no other way. This is jihad on infidels to them. So it doesn't matter what we think about it. It doesn't matter what bullshit excuse we use. It doesn't, terrorism, none of that fucking, that's all bullshit. Like, this war is being fought on no foundation beyond those people are a threat to America. The only reason that they have aggression towards us is that they view this as a jihad and the West as infidels. Okay, so, and then on a micro level, very, very, very few wars, and there are examples of them, I'm not saying they're not, but very, very few wars in recent history have had anything to do with like scarcity of resources or anything like that, you know, like border issues, territory issues, but even almost all of those have some type of, you know, one religion versus another. Like the Israel-Palestine conflict is a territory conflict. But you cannot, not remove the massive religious component to it. Anyway, the part of religion that needs to be eradicated, in my opinion, is the part where unsubstantiable fears, claims, accusations can't be taken seriously. You know, why? And we can't even solve this on a micro level. And here's the problem I'm referring to. And I know I'm a bit all over the place right now, but even on topics like abortion in America, specifically, you know, or any other example of a political debate happening in a country that is on something that just the significance of it puts it outside of, you know, simple boundaries. And the people who are against it are largely against it for religious purposes. Plain and simple. Like, it is a religious motivation that they are against it, and it's being enforced by rule of law. People are being incarcerated, threatened to be incarcerated, criminalized for any level of participation. You know, the practice being prohibited. You know, it's just... It would be a different story. And not that the outcome would be any different. There would definitely be a range of places that have different tolerances for everything. That's always going to be the case. But if... you know, if you're withholding things from people based on a religious motivation, that can't be enforceable by law. Like, in the entire thing, like, on a long enough timeline, this applies to every type of prohibition. Like, anything that's not a physical injury should not be met with incarceration. Incarceration and isolation should only be for people who are a threat, a violent threat to society. That's it. Any drug stuff, prostitution stuff, you know, like... And I know the religious people try to lump the abortion thing into a violent act. Like, that's not, this is not going to stand up, you know? And I'm going to get to a point here. Excuse me, I got a cough again. I'm going to get to a final point here, but just incarceration cannot be a penalty for something that didn't involve violence. And nothing from a religious base can, like, nothing that's based in religion can be considered a violent, here it is. Right now, there's laws in this country where violations of religious doctrine are penalized at the severity of violence. And that can't be the case, you know? And on a grand scale, what this looks like is war, where large groups of people organized under one religion are in conflict simply because the people in proximity to them organize a different way. You know, no religion can be tolerated that has a doctrine in it that requires violence against non-believers. You know, people who disagree with you cannot be considered an enemy based on that. It can't be a disagreement. Like, this is fucking unsustainable bullshit. Unthinkable fucking bullshit. So, yeah. The solution is ultimately going to be knowledge and teaching. Like, you're going to learn people out of this. How I think that's going to apply to the abortion thing is that eventually there's going to be a level of neuroscientific understanding where the when life begins bullshit is just indisputable. You know, like, it's already there. Like, nobody has a memory or the capability of having symbolic memory or experiential memory of the womb. You know, like, it's going to be established that, like, where experience begins. And if that indisputable established point is after birth, or wherever that is, like, nobody's in disagreement that that needs to be the cutoff line for any type of incident. Like, nobody supports abortions after birth. You know, like, that's some Sparta shit. You know, a long time ago, they've gotten away with, in almost everywhere in the world, they've gotten away with this, you know, aborting anything after birth. Like, it's very much illegal. And everybody's on board. You know, once you're, like super fucking pregnant, like, nobody supports late-term abortions for anything other than health reasons. Nobody. And if you're trying to say that they do, you're either wrong or you're talking about extremists that are not relevant to the conversation. You know, but... And then my hope is that there's just going to be this point where science is already cooler than religion. It is. Like, that fucking simplistic ass, like, when you die, you go someplace happy and burp, 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 you know, or you have to live like this here to get this there, but we're basing that on absolutely fucking nothing. Like, nothing. You know, these things just aren't going to stand. They're not more interesting than what space does, you know? And real fast, we're getting these instruments where just what we know about it, how fascinating it is, and how vividly we can observe it. Like, yeah, black holes are cooler than God. Like, if your God is on the scope, complexity, and just the absolute obvious fact that there's so little that we know about it, and that it's going to be super hard to know anything about it. Like, if that's your God, then we don't disagree. But one thing black holes don't do is tell us, like, who we're allowed to love. You know? What we have to call the unknown creator of all of this. You know, how we have to dress, how we have to speak, what we have to do. Like, none of, like, fuck off. Do that if that's your thing, but you cannot be over-invested, or you cannot take action on trying to enforce that on other people. You cannot. You cannot. And the boundary is so obvious. You know, so once we figure out how on a small scale to lift people out of religion, which we already know how to do, like, that's super simple. You just educate them. Like, you teach them to teach themselves. They go out and learn on their own. And once you do that for a little while, it's impossible to hold on to those beliefs. And it takes very, very little time to get there. You're talking, if you read 10 significant books, like, I can name off 100. If you picked up any 10 of them, any 10 books, you know, some stuff about science, some stuff about history, some stuff about philosophy, some really good fiction, and, I don't know, like a mystery or something like that, or a motivational book. Hell, I don't know, even a Bible. Like, any Bible, you know? Like, there's nothing wrong with the Bible in and of itself. But once you're educated to any significant degree on a range of topics, it's impossible. Like, especially if you've read. If you read 10 books, or like Werner Herzog says, read 2,000 books. But, like, once you, like, start reading books, you're eventually going to hit this fucking point where you're just like, okay, you know, this is what history was like at this time. This is what we know about it. This is how we know it. And the how we know it's fascinating. Like, when people tell you how they figure this shit out, like, when they go looking for it, like, did you know in this world that if you go looking for bones and teeth of giant monsters, you will find it? Yeah. Anyway. Point being, we need to educate everybody out of it. Like, that's what we should be doing over there, is somehow, like, the most ethical form of psychological warfare we could think of would be to just slowly educate the kids over there. Just give them access to information. Like, don't direct them towards specific stuff. Just give them tools that allow them to just look at what they want and learn all about it. Here's what we know and here's how we know. Check it all out. You will, like, war and conflict will not survive a generation once everybody has instruments in their hand to educate themselves. Not that everybody will, but once everybody has the tools, there is just going to be no room left for nonsense to thrive. And that is as close to heaven as I can possibly fucking imagine. I love y'all.